We do want to continue on. As you know, we've been giving our elder testimonies over the summer. We have some that we've done in previous years. They're on the website. You can go and find those. We've been finishing out the rest of our elder team. Those of us who kind of snuck under the radar until this summer. You know, I was looking at Bob when I said that. We just want to share God's grace in our lives. I love testimonies. That's why, you know, we love Baptism Sunday and hearing testimonies of the Lord's grace to his people. I just want to share that with you now. For myself, I was not born into a Christian home. Really, the name of God was not mentioned often. My only exposure to church or to church settings were when my grandparents sometimes actually dragged me to their Lutheran church. Did not want to go. I was just kind of head in the clouds, didn't really care. They took me to the VBS, all those things. But never really heard the gospel preached, never really had an understanding of sin or what that was, or my own sin against a holy God. And home life it was hard growing up. My parents were divorced when I was quite young. Other just hard hardships and trials that we faced growing up. It kind of led me to want to, as best as I could in a moral sense, be a good kid. I wanted to make things easy on my mom. So, you know, I thought I was doing well, did good in school, you know, tried to be what the world would consider a good kid. But looking back now, that while I would label all of these altruistic reasons for doing it, it was for myself. I wanted people to see me a certain way. I wanted to be known as good. I was lost. I was really living only for myself. But it was in the midst of all that in my childhood that the Lord was working and actually bringing me here. I don't know that I would have ever thought I'd end up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was living in central New York at the time. And my mom, she was working as a dispatcher at a trucking company, met a truck driver based out of Grand Rapids. They got together, they were married, and we moved here. But really what was happening in that time, started attending high school, met a good group of friends, one of whom is now my wife, who introduced me to Maranatha Bible Church, who introduced me to the youth group here. And, you know, I came to hang out with friends. That was really the driving force for me. But I came. And it was in those years, in my early high school years, that I first heard the gospel clearly given. And I heard someone mention sin, my sin, and what that meant against the holy God. And the Lord, I mean, just looking back at the track record of my life, the Lord was just convicting me of these things. And my heart was broken over this. The youth pastor at the time, Nathan Theory, some others, Chris and Sandy Hardy, who you might know, just poured into me. These people just poured into me. They were over the youth at that time, and it was through that, in my sophomore year of high school, that I came to know the Lord, and I was saved. I remember thinking through verses like Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's one of those verses that it's those foundational verses that just helps you to understand the weight of sin, but then the amazing gift of grace in Christ. And it was through all those things that the Lord softened my heart, drew me to himself, and I was saved. And certainly at that point, we know in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're a new creation, but there were still lingering things in my life. I was an immature believer. I could see this coming out in my marriage when, you know, I was married back in 2012 to Rosie, my love of my life. And there were many, many sanctifying things in that relationship. The Lord brought my immaturity to light. And I could just see through these years, these were formative years where the Lord was growing and shaping me. I was discipled by many people that I now get to rub shoulders with in ministry, that I now serve alongside. Pastor Todd, Dale Kleinhexel, these were men who just poured their life and time into me and grew me. And I just saw my desires starting to change. I wanted to be a part of God's people. I wanted to be serving the Lord. I wanted to be giving my life as a testament to what he has done. Started serving here in the church, in youth ministry, in music ministry. Again, I think that was a way of the Lord using the things I used for selfish purposes for his own. I picked up guitar in high school, and it was very much to impress the girls and all the reasons that high school guys play guitar. But the Lord used that. the Lord used that for his glory and for his purposes, and I started serving in music, started working in a career in IT, but throughout those years, I was serving in youth ministry and just found my desire to, my mind was drifting to that more often than not, and I was contemplating a call to ministry. And it was in those years that our church became a campus for the Expositor Seminary, and had a chance to come on as an intern and had opportunities to share God's word and to teach, and the Lord was just continuing to grow me, and it's just amazing, again, looking back at his grace in my life, to see a kind of a young kid living moralistically according to the world, and just the path that he brought me to be here, to now be serving in the church that I was saved in, to be pouring into youth as I was poured into. So I just give all praise and glory to the Lord, because I could have never thought of this. And I just give all praise and glory to him. So thankful for how he's worked in my life, in saving me and bringing me here, and now getting to use my life to serve and honor him.